Around the country, Catholic churches are closing due to declining membership. What's left inside can be distributed in many ways. Last weekend in Maine, the remnants of three closed churches were sold at a yard sale. It was a chance for parishioners to say goodbye, savor memories, and walk away with a keepsake. Maine Public Radio's Patty White has a story.
Okay, there's 9, and 11 is 20. Thank you.
Yard sale cashier Jean Hamill is having a busy morning just outside a nearly 100-year-old brick building with granite trim. St. Mary's Church in Biddeford, Maine has been closed for 3 years. Now, a steady stream of buyers picks their way across the contents of a half dozen tables. One of the most sought-after items is long gone.
Yeah, we're sold out of the crucifixes.
But yard sale organizer Mike Bulldog says there's plenty else to choose from.
Name it, we have it. Glassware, furniture, just a little bit of everything you see at any yard sale, okay? But a lot of it is memorabilia.
Bulldog says preparing for the yard sale has been tough, like downsizing a house you've owned for years.
A church makes it even tougher because it's family, it's community, and consequently, it affects a lot of people. My daughter got married in here. I walked her down the aisle. My wife and I got married in here, and on and on.
Others remember baptisms and funerals. Adeline Belanger holds a glass cruet she thinks was used for holy water or wine. She first came to St. Mary's when she was a little girl.
It's very sad to see that no longer a church. There's only a couple more churches, and how long are they going to be around? We don't know.
The Catholic parish in this area used to have 9 churches serving 4 towns. Now there are 6. Along with declining membership, high maintenance costs, and a scarcity of priests have forced them to consolidate. Since the churches represented at this yard sale closed 2 to 3 years ago, parishioners have painstakingly distributed their contents. Religious items went to other churches, leftover valuables to auction. What remains are less sentimental items like china, vases, books, even a music box. Parishioners pick through it all in hopes of finding a memento.
I love these.
Elsa Dyke looks like she's just uncovered hidden treasure as she holds a wicker collection basket in each hand.
Now I'll take them home and make an arrangement, hang them on the wall.
Dyke worshipped at St. Mary's through high school, but hasn't returned in over 30 years after she moved about an hour away. She never joined another congregation. She says they didn't feel like home. So when Dyke heard about the yard sale, she came not only for the keepsakes, but the chance to see old friends.
Hi. Oh, my God. Joan.
Yes.
I'm Elsa.
Oh, hi, Elsa. It's been quite a while.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this disgusting?
It's disgusting.
Dyke and her old friend Joan Harrell lament what the future may hold for this building. What was once St. Mary's School at the end of the block was knocked down and replaced with the Dunkin' Donuts. While the yard sale was a melancholy event for some, Robert LaBelle, who helped organize it, found the opposite to be true.
The sad day was when they closed the church. This is actually part of the healing process. And it's actually brought people together.
So much so that some St. Mary's parishioners are considering forming a prayer group to meet in the vacant Biddeford Main Church. It's for sale, but there have been few interested buyers. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.
You're listening to All Things Considered.